with the first pick in the draft, second pick, the third pick, with the fourth pick, the fifth pick.
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson.
Catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I am joined by my host, Rams, and we are the Fantasy Advice Bros. We will continue to be bringing you NFL Week 9 fantasy news you can use. Rams, Halloween just passed the other day. Your zero-year-old child has turned one. How did Halloween go for him?
He did well. He was confused. He was sitting in the stroller, right?
Dressed as?
So he was a monster.
Ooh.
My non-biased opinion is that it was extremely cute. But he's not used to being in the stroller at night, and he's not used to wearing a costume, obviously. So he was just kind of taking it all in. All things considered, he did great. And man, are people generous when you have a cute kid with you. Holy cow.
Sure. So you or your wife knocked on the door. You or your wife said trick or treat because your boy's still not speaking.
So because we didn't want to be creepy and have adults knock on the door, we only went to people that were actively sitting outside. So like I would just take the baby up in the stroller and then the wife would just say trick or treat.
What a good parent. And it was freezing outside, so I imagine you guys didn't last too long.
I would guess maybe a total of 10 houses. Here's the deal. He's not going to eat any of the candy anyway.
That's right,
so
folks.
It was just for the sheer novelty of it.
He is still growing in his teeth, and he should not be eating that junk food.
This is true.
Good for you guys. Plus, you have pictures to remind him that you guys forever did.
Yeah, his mom's got pictures. Yeah.
Awesome. Very glad to hear that. All right, and then before we get into week 9 of the NFL fantasy, let's talk about our favorite app, the Draft app. Draft app is as simple as entering a draft room, picking your players, watching the snake draft go, and hopefully winning. Use promo code RTNBA. You get $3 off your first deposit. And Rams, on the NBA podcast, we've been doing it and doing it live. And I'll tell you what, it's the first time in the last two NBA podcasts we've done. We did it live, and it's fun doing it in a group together.
Oh, I can definitely imagine. What was all that promo code again?
RTNBA. And you get $3 off your first deposit. And I'll tell you what, it's funny. The first time we did it on the NBA podcast, it took less than 4 minutes. And I said, it's like using the toilet. You can do it. And then the second one took about 9 minutes because people were taking up their 30 seconds. And it was totally worth it because we had a lot of fun doing it on the
podcast.
Still,
the most important thing to note, significantly less time than having a salary cap or trying to fill out a roster that way.
Absolutely correct. Promo code again was RTNBA, $3 off. And Rams, let's get into week 9 NFL news. Again, 6 bye weeks and a trade and an IR situation to discuss briefly. We are shooting this on a Thursday night as usual, and the Buffalo Bills are in New York Jets. Believe it or not, 15 minutes before you came, which is half hour before kickoff, I learned that Kelvin Benjamin, who got traded from Carolina to Buffalo, is a healthy scratch.
Enough time to learn the playbook, apparently.
Well,
that's what they said.
I'll tell you what, I had him on my lineup. I just got him out.
Hopefully everyone else did.
That's why I'm mentioning it. So let's say this. The Bills at the Jets. Buffalo is -3. Unfortunately, I'm playing against LeSean McCoy, and I own him. I'm hoping he doesn't crush me, and I don't lead myself to victory with him, which I'm very torn about it. Over-under's 43. What do you like?
Just LeSean McCoy, Tyrod, too, I think is a nice streaming option. I like both quarterbacks in this game. Like you said, 6 byes. Brady's one of them. People are going to look for quarterback help. I'm good with either quarterback tonight. On the Bills side, it's really just McCoy and Tyrod. I can't really recommend Zay Jones. Career game last week, which was all of 3 catches for 32 yards. So for Buffalo, that's about it.
Nope. Okay. So Buffalo -3, over under 43.
I'll take the Bills. They've been playing really well.
Agreed. I actually like the over. Over under 43 is just low enough where I would take it. I can see 45 some odd points.
See that? I'm so dialed in. I recommended a game that people aren't even going to get to utilize tomorrow.
Over under 43. You like?
No.
Okay. Sunday, 1 p.m. West Coast team all the way east again in Philadelphia. Denver at Philadelphia. Philadelphia minus 8. Denver coming off that Monday night debacle. They cannot get a quarterback in. I'm going to tell you something that's really going to hurt my feelings. I am rolling out Demaryius Thomas because my choices are so limited due to bye weeks. Not thrilled about it, but talk to me about the Denver side of the ball.
I think that's all right. I think Thomas is the only one you can kind of sort of comfortably start.
I'd start Sanders if I had him.
Brock Osweiler's terrible. If Sanders suits up, you got to start Sanders as well. I'm assuming he's still on the wrong side of questionable. Osweiler's trash. Nothing there. That backfield is a muddled mess at this point.
It really is.
I don't trust CJ Anderson. Devontae Booker scored last week, but
who knows?
Also, the Eagles have a top run defense as well, so it's not like it's a really good matchup.
So
essentially, just Demaryius.
I'll say this. I think Emmanuel Sanders will play this Sunday. And if I owned Sanders, I would definitely roll him out. I wouldn't roll out any tight ends or running backs, like you said. And on cringing, rolling out Demaryius Thomas. Philadelphia side of the ball, very interesting. Jay Ajayi gets traded to Philadelphia, and now LeGarrette Blount, who was once averaging 6 yards a carry, and Wendell Smallwood, who looks good every 3 to 4 weeks. What do you recommend there?
I don't know. Nobody knows. First of all, Denver's got a top run defense, so it's not like it's a good matchup to begin with. They have not given up a rushing touchdown all year. They're the only team in the NFL that can state that. I find that to be incredible. Maybe Blount. I do think Blount will still get the bulk of the work at least this week until Ajayi is more acclimated. You own Ajayi, you might have to start him. Hope he gets in and he catches some passes. Smallwood is a zero at this point. Corey Clement is totally off the radar as well.
Agreed.
Either way, I don't too much like it, but I can understand starting Ajayi and hoping maybe Blount breaks through at the goal line somehow.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you this. If I didn't have to start J.H.I., I would not start J.H.I., but if you have to because of the 6 buys, you're obviously plugging him in. You're plugging in Carson Palmer. I'll tell you what.
Carson Wentz,
thank you.
Tough matchup, but I would too.
Last week I said roll out Elshon Jeffrey. He was due for a TD. He caught one. This week, not due for a TD. I'm hoping for the best. I'm only rolling him out this week in my lineup because I'm forced to due to bye weeks.
That's exactly right.
Otherwise, I do not recommend him. Are there any receivers not named Zach Ertz on the Philadelphia side of the ball you would recommend?
No, not in this matchup. Even like Alshon Jeffrey apprehensively. So,
but you know, I think Nelson Aguilar, if I had to, I would. He's kind of been the PPR guy, incidentally. Not that Carson Wentz doesn't spread it around enough.
He has, and he thrives in the slot, so I can kind of see it. It's just, the matchup is brutal.
Yep, agreed. Okay, Philly minus 8.
Oh, yeah. Brock Osweiler all day.
I only agree because Denver's coming off the Monday night mess. Okay, game 2, 1 o'clock. LA Rams at New York coming off a bye, Giants. Rams favored by 3.5. Rams side of the ball, Todd Gurley and...
Okay, starting Robert Woods, I think, is a perfect bye week fill-in. 5 catches, 50 yards will get you double-digit fantasy points. Probably not a ton more. He hasn't scored since week 6 of last year, so you're hoping he catches some balls. Cooper Kupp, I'm good with this week. Operates primarily out of the slot. The Giants are really, really bad against slot receivers. Front of the program, Nader taught me today. The really, really Name interesting dropper. One on the Rams is going to be Sammy Watkins. I can't in good faith recommend him. I know people are kind of banking on, after that bye week, bounce back. They're going to get him involved. No Janoris Jenkins. It sets up favorably. I still can't recommend him, but I can see the upside play this week with Sammy.
Agreed. Only if you had to, would you? Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah.
New York Giants side of the ball. I have almost no recommendations.
No. Sterling Shepard, if he plays, is gold, I think.
If he plays, yes.
If he plays, yeah. Evan Ingram is soaking up targets and performing pretty well. I would not mess with their 4-man committee backfield. If I had to, guns on my head, Orleans Darkwa is leading that 4-man committee. So if you got to do that, I hear you, and I'm sorry about it.
And no Eli.
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. Rams have been playing shockingly good defensive, especially when it comes in terms of fantasy defense. Rams 3.5 in New York. I'm kind of surprised by that spread. I like the plus in the game, although I do like the Rams to win. You?
I think the Giants will find a way to win at home.
Could be. 1 o'clock, Tampa Bay at the New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay. I'll let you do it. Go ahead. Tampa Bay side of the ball. Take it away.
deal. Jameis, I'm still good with. Deshaun, right? They're going to probably need to score points against the Saints. You can hope he
and Evans,
catches a deep ball. Evans, you know, goes without saying. And, dude, I think that's it, right? I mean, Bray is automatic. Doug Martin's automatic. That's about it, I think.
Okay, I agree on the Tampa Bay side of the ball. Saints side of the ball, I want to mention that last week, Ingram very quietly lost two fumbles. I wonder if that's going to hurt his PT this playing time this week. So Drew Brees, Ingram, Alvin Kamara, and who else do you like? Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I'm good with Ted Ginn because Willie Snead is basically a zero. And I'm going to give you like a pure upside play. It could be a zero, could catch a big touchdown. Brandon Coleman, right? Tampa's got the worst pass defense in the NFL. And he can get behind the defense. He can make a deep catch. He's a big red zone target. Last week, one catch, 58 yards. Very, very, very boom bust. But if you're looking for an upside play when you're just crushed with buys, I kind of like Brandon Coleman this week. I think it's sneaky.
Okay, Saints -7 at home.
Yep. Bet against Tampa every week. It's paying off every week.
Agreed. Although, I think the over-under of 50 is a little too high.
That is high because I don't. I have zero faith in Jameis.
Makes two of us. Okay, Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a great front seven versus a great back seven. I like it. Bengals side of the ball, you're going to say Mixon and...
AJ Green, and that's all.
I really think that does cover the Cincinnati side of the ball.
It does, it right?
Just, and even Mixon, I'm still very meh on. Very meh on. Been a meh on.
You still got to start.
Jacksonville side of the ball, Leonard Fournette and...
Also, that's it. Cincinnati's got the number four pass defense in the NFL. They're going to try to have Bortles throw a grand total of zero passes if they had it their way. You can't really recommend Marquise Lee, who's questionable. I know D.D. Westbrook is set to play this week for the first time since forever ago.
The D.D. Westbrook thing, I was listening to the radio and the guy was sitting there pumping him up. I know he's the pride of Oklahoma and
certainly
all that.
Certainly not
jazz.
This week.
But he came into camp out of shape. He couldn't learn the playbook, and he's a burner for sure. But
this is not the week to utilize that.
Yeah, this is not the week to go for crap shooting. So that's it. Rolling out the kickers. You can roll out each defense, and yeah, that does do it. Jacksonville -5.5.
You know what? I'm going to take the plus because I think Blake Bortles is worse than Andy Dalton, and I think he'll make a crucial mistake.
It's the defenses that matter, and Jacksonville just traded for Marcell Dareus. I like it. I think they're motivated. They're at home. I like the 5.5.
And they're coming off a bye.
I like the 7+. Okay, Atlanta Falcons at Carolina, in-division rivalry game. Can both of these teams get right properly? Atlanta side of the ball, let you take it away against that stellar front seven of Carolina.
You know what? I don't love having Coleman this week. I really, really don't, but I'm still good with starting him.
I'm rolling him out. I have to.
Sanu's must start at this point. Talk to me about your boy Austin Hooper. He had a big week last week.
Well, against a very poor defense against tight ends, right? The Jets.
Yeah.
That
exactly
was
right.
Pretty easy.
You comfy with him this week?
I'm not going to use the term comfortable. Am I starting him? Yes, because Delanie Walker is still questionable. If Walker plays, I would replace him with Hooper.
So otherwise, basically, bye week fill-in only.
Bye week / injury, yes. Yes.
I'm with you there.
And is Julio Jones playing?
I mean, you know, you drafted him top five, so he could catch you three balls for 74 yards.
I meant for health
yards.
Reasons. You think he's going to...
He's playing. He's okay. Playing.
Yeah.
He's playing. He's in.
He's returning you all of 7.
He's disappointing you, but yes, he's in your lineup, disappointing you too.
Okay, Carolina side of the ball, I'm going to shock you when I say the following. I was once starting a Kelvin Benjamin on this game, but now I'm not. I am rolling out D'Angelo Jonathan Stewart, I'm sorry, because I have to.
Just like that, huh?
He scored last week. I'm praying it happens again, and I have to.
I get it. Funchess gets upgraded. You got to start Funchess.
And I picked up Dixon in another league.
Yep, I was going to tell you, Dixon should be set to see more targets. The one kind of that's out there for Carolina that's unowned, Russell Shepard, for better or worse, is stepping into a starting role now. He's got speed, so their new GM is, you know, prioritizing speed over size. That's why Benjamin got shipped out, supposedly. Shepard's fast, man. So if you kind of want to do like a sneaky thing and roll out Shepard and hope that he catches some balls, I'm good with that.
Of course, you're starting Christian McCaffrey. The thing that I'll remind you and the people is I've owned Benjamin all season. It's not like he was a PPR machine. He only had two touchdowns coming in. He was barely catching 3-4 balls a game. It was very disappointing production for him in Carolina.
This is true.
Really not a big loss for them. Although it does get rid of their big... you had mentioned that you might pick somebody up on the
field. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. I was just going to get there. It's getting about that time where if Greg Olsen was cut in your league and you can afford to stash him, pick him up now. I grabbed him now. So he could return to practice next week. The second he returns to practice, all the reports are going to come out and it'll be too late. So if he was cut in your league and you can afford to hold, like, I'm fortunate enough to have a really, really good team in the league I grabbed them in.
Wait.
I can wait. I can wait on them. So I grabbed them, and that could be a major, major difference maker down the stretch. But now is about the time to do it before he starts practicing.
The Benjamin-less Carolina Panthers are favored by 2.5 at home. Low over under of 44, so Vegas really sees this as a defensive struggle. Who do you like?
I have no faith in Steve Sarkisian and the Falcons anymore. I can't do it. Give me the Panthers at home, man. Sarkisian is a bum.
In a likely ugly battle, honestly, it's probably... Okay, I agree with you. Indianapolis at Houston, I want to say two things. I am rolling out Jacoby Brissett, and we're going to play a fun game with him in a minute. And unfortunately, the Deshaun Watson news just broke hours ago before this podcast. Very, very sad. We'll get to the Houston side of the ball. Let me give you my Jacoby Brissett reminder. Did you know... last week, Russell Wilson put out a 50-point performance.
Kudos.
And if you own Russell Wilson, you should be starting him weekly. I picked up Jacoby Brissett thinking to myself, you know what? Him and Russell Wilson have one major thing in common. Do you remember what that is from a football acumen standpoint?
Yeah. NC State.
They're both the pride of the NC
State. That's about all they have in common at this point, too.
I'm hoping Jacoby Brissett, who I'm rolling out in both leagues for my Tom Brady bye, can get his inner Russell Wilson going.
That's
for
a lot of hope you got there.
It is. But see, I had to channel back.
I do like the start. I really, really do. Especially, you know, in place of Brady. It's a 1 week thing. I'm good with it.
You know, I've gone through his point value over the last few weeks. He's double digit every week.
Yeah, look, when Dak had a bye a few weeks ago, I started Brissett and he was serviceable. He does the job. He doesn't kill you. He's not going to be Russell Wilson last week, but he does the job.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Okay, Colts side of the ball. I saw in your lineup you're rolling out a guy named Marlon Mack. I think it's a flighty, risky venture. Go ahead. I'll let you talk about it.
I'm good with it. So 2 weeks in a row now, he's out-snapped Frank Gore. 3 out of the past 4 weeks, he's been double-digit fantasy points. He's doing it in kind of sort of odd ways. He doesn't touch it a ton. Like last week, he scored a touchdown. But whatever. They're probably, well, can't say they're going to get down anymore because Watson's hurt. But either way, he'll be involved somehow, some way. I think he's a nice flex option.
Okay. I do have Gore, and only because I have to, I am rolling him out. Not that I'm recommending him.
Yeah, of the two, most definitely.
Jack Doyle, T.Y. Hilton.
Yes, and yes.
Okay. Houston side of the ball. I think the unfortunate comment is you downgrade
everybody.
What you expected out of Hopkins and Fuller now, but you're still rolling them out with a smile on your face.
I think Hopkins is good enough to the point where his production will decrease, but he'll still be a good starter. It's Will Fuller that I kind of worry about because I don't know that Savage can, you know, buy that extra time and throw him a perfect deep ball on the money, you know, just like Watson was able to. Are you still starting Fuller if you own him?
Likely because of bye weeks and his upside. His catch to touchdown ratio was so incredible.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
It reminds me of Josh Brown from years ago. It's unheard of. It's unseen. It's unsightly. With that said, Lamar Miller and anybody else?
Those two wideouts, Lamar Miller, and I think that's about it.
I agree. Houston minus 13, way too big for me.
It's going to move. Okay. It'll definitely move.
Let's say it gets to 10. What do you think?
No, it'll probably get closer to like 4-6. Honestly, I think Houston's going to be absolutely demoralized. I think the Colts can steal this one somehow.
Ew, you're calling for the upset and the plus. All right. Last 1 o'clock game, Baltimore at Tennessee. Ravens' stellar defense showed up Thursday night. Ravens have a new running back starting. Go ahead.
Yep, you got to start Alex Collins. He's running amazingly. I still think it's okay to throw out Buck Allen because he's still going to be the pass-catching bag. So in a PPR, that's all right.
He has, even with Alex Collins in the lineup, more red zone targets than Alex Collins.
That's a wonderful stat. Jeremy Maclin seemed to find his way last week. Tennessee's pass defense isn't that good. It's their run defense that's really, really good.
Yeah, I know. They're going to give Flacco fits. Would you roll out Jeremy Maclin?
I would, yeah. I'm definitely okay with it this week. Oof.
I'm not. Okay, anybody else on the Baltimore side?
No, that'll do.
Okay, Tennessee side of the ball. Mariota, we'll see about Delanie Walker. Henry? Anybody else?
If you were ever going to fire up Corey Davis, this seems to be the week. Baltimore's got a very, very good defense indeed, but the rest of Tennessee's wideouts
I don't know that Davis is playing.
He's practicing fully. He's playing.
The Ravens are allowing less than 200 passing yards a week.
Agreed, but I think there's a good chance he's going to lead them in targets, and I think in a week like this with buys and all that fun stuff, I think he's okay to plug in and hope he catches five or six
balls.
This
is a big, fat disagreement from me.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, look, Eric Decker is non-existent. Rishard Matthews is also non-existent. Mariota's going to have to throw somewhere, right?
He's going to try. Okay. And Derrick Henry, the running back you suggest, not Murray?
Honestly, if I had to do one, I would do Murray. Baltimore's run defense with Brandon Williams back, we've chronicled, is darn, darn good.
Chronicled. Okay, Tennessee, -4.
Oh, yeah. Give me Super Mariota.
Okay, agreed. We are to the 4 o'clock game, only three of them. Arizona at San Francisco. I will say
God, do we even have to talk about this game?
We do, because I want to tell the people two things. One, 2 weeks ago when I begged you not to start Adrian Peterson in London, I'm going to pat myself on the back.
You should.
One, two, three. There it is.
You should.
And
you earned that one.
This is going to be the only week with Adrian Peterson, Arizona, I say the following. Start him.
Oh, look at that. We agree.
The Niners defensively are just so poor. Their offensive options are just so poor. It's okay to start him. I would start Larry Fitzgerald. I'd even start Carson Palmer on the road, even though I don't
like Stanton.
Stanton on the road. I'd still start him. And anybody else on the Arizona?
Drew Stanton is absolutely abysmal. I can't in good conscience recommend Drew Stanton. But I'm with you.
I'll say this: if Jacoby Brissett and Tyrod Taylor and Josh McCown are all gone, and you're streaming somebody, he's kind of a last.
We're gonna get to my favorite last resort in a little bit here. But yeah, outside of that, like you said, Fitz and AP, I'm okay with.
San Francisco side of the ball. I'll let you take it away.
Carlos Hyde, Pierre Garçon might not play. He hasn't been practicing. His neck is jacked up. Even if he does play, he's gonna stare Patrick Peterson down all game. Not favorable. I wouldn't mess with him at all. That's it, man.
You're not going to tell us about your BFF.
I can't with George Kittle anymore. I cannot with George Kittle anymore. I can't. No, I caught him this week.
But I bet you're going to roll out San Francisco's kicker, Robbie Gould.
Yes, I'm comfortable with that.
All right. Arizona -2.
Yeah. I think somehow they'll find a way coming out of the bye.
Agreed.
I think Kyle Shanahan's a terrible coach, but that's a conversation for another time.
Oh, if he had a quarterback, it might help. Okay, Washington Redskins at Seattle. Seattle coming off of that shootout. Redskins can be disappointing at times. I'll let you take the Redskins side of the ball. You own some Redskins.
My favorite player in the NFL right now, Chris Thompson.
Oh, I thought it was Josh Doctson.
Gold. Dotson, I'm not comfortable starting this week. He just doesn't see enough targets. He's soundly out-snapping Pryor, who I also don't recommend at all, but he's not seeing enough targets for it to matter. Jamison Crowder hasn't practiced the past couple of days. I don't trust him. Even if he doesn't play, I still don't trust Dotson, but I would feel a little bit better about starting him just because Cousins going to have to throw somewhere.
Crowder had a breakout game last week.
He did, and now his hamstring is injured again.
Okay, I picked him up. I'm stashing him on my bench, but I picked him up.
Which I'm okay with. I just don't think you're going to be able to utilize him this week. I'll tell you who I really, really like this week in Washington, and that's Vernon Davis.
VD?
Yeah, he's plug and play with Jordan Reed out. And Seattle's middle of the pack against a tight end, so.
Agreed. I was going to mention VD, so perfect. I'm glad that you did.
Yeah.
Seattle side of the ball, it's Russell Wilson for me, Jimmy Graham. And I'll tell you what, I've read the reports about this Eddie Lacy sighting that we're supposedly going to see on Sunday. I call foul on it. Here's why I'm going to have trouble with Baldwin and Paul Richardson, who have been on fire, is that Redskins duo back there of Norman and Breland is probably one of the top 2-3 duos in the entire NFL. But I guess if you have Baldwin and Richardson, you're going to roll them out. I would just temper my expectations.
Yes, to starting both of them and, you know, kind of sort of limiting expectations. I know I've got Baldwin. I'm throwing him out. If he sees Norman all game, then that just stinks, but you got to do it. Richardson's been too good to bench at this point as well. Rashad Breeland is good. He's not good enough to the point where he actively scares me.
He does versus Paul Richardson, who I love to death and I once owned in college in Colorado. I love Paul Richardson.
Yes.
But yeah. Breeland is a better DB than Paul Richardson is wide receiver.
I think that's fair.
Tyler Lockett might be a very sneaky start for me this week.
Boom bust, like Brandon Coleman to me.
Yes, I totally agree. Seattle minus -7.
Oh, yeah, Seattle at home, most definitely.
Agreed.
Oh, and I also 100% with you on that backfield. Stay away.
Even with bye weeks. Kansas City at Dallas. Chiefs side of the ball. I'll let you go ahead.
The Chiefs make it easy for us, man. Alex Smith, Kareem Hunt, Kelsey, Tyreek Hill. See you later. Let's talk about Dallas.
Let's talk about your boy Eazy-E.
All right, so here's the deal, man. I own Elliott. I've been holding Darren McFadden, thinking that he would be the preferred back in a PPR. I know Alfred Morris is going to start. I know he's going to get probably the bulk of the carries. But with that said, if he's even 80 rushing yards without any catches, he's going to be touchdown dependent. You know what I'm saying? And I don't too much care for that. So I was comfortable starting McFadden. It's coming out now about Rod Smith. He's the number two.
Rod Smith.
He's going to be the passing down back. So you know what? I went out and I grabbed Rod Smith. I think I'm going to start Rod Smith. If DMC really is going to be the third string in the change of pace, there's limited value there. But if Smith is going to play on passing downs, KC's going to be able to score no problem on Dallas. There should be points in this game and Dak should have to throw. I like Rod Smith. Okay. If I have to do either of the three. Morris is okay, though, hoping that he scores a touchdown.
I'm going
to
tell you why I completely disagree with your entire premise. So what we've learned, especially while doing NBA, just reminds me. So in Seattle, I said Eddie Lacy's supposed to be the guy. That means nothing. He's probably going to share the load and get next to no yards anyway. So in Dallas, I know it's a very tricky situation. I would not start this Rod Smith guy, even though he's the number two back. Number two back might mean he sees carry second, but it doesn't mean he's going to see the majority behind Morris. If I own Morris, I'd roll him out. If I own DMC, I'd roll him out only if I had to. I would not roll out this Rod Smith cat, who we didn't see in the preseason.
He ran terrifically as well, and he caught 7 balls in the preseason.
Very limited.
If you're starting Rod Smith, you're hoping he's going to catch passes. You're hoping it's going to be... You're hoping it's going to... If you own Elliott with all the buys this week, you're limited. You got to start somebody.
I would not roll out Rod Smith.
That's fair, I guess. But if you own that backfield, you got to start somebody.
So then tell me this. Receivers, Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant, anybody else for Dallas?
You know what? If they really are going to have to pass more,
they are.
Maybe they actually integrate Bryce Butler a little bit more. Ooh. If you want to gamble, another boom bust type guy like Tyler Lockett, Brandon Coleman.
Jason Witten.
I can see that. Yeah, Witten, you're starting for sure anyway.
Somehow Dallas minus -1, I don't like it.
You know what? I think Dallas will figure it out at home.
Sunday night, Oakland Raiders at the Miami Jaguars Dolphins. Oakland side of the ball, they look like an absolute mess. I'll let you go first.
It's still the ones you normally would. Carr, their two starting wideouts. Jared Cook, man, has been pretty good this season. Quietly under the radar, kind of. You can start Jared Cook. I'm off Marshawn Lynch. Miami's got a good run defense. See you later with Marshawn Lynch. I'm done with that junk. I'm not recommending him anymore.
About time. I've been saying it since preseason.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it.
Now, I agree. So, Cooper, Crabtree, you're rolling them out. Miami side of the ball gets very tricky for me. What are you doing?
Okay, I grabbed Damian Williams. I'm starting Damian Williams.
Because you're praying really hard there.
It's the Rod Smith argument. I feel like he's going to catch passes. Passing down back. There's value in that in a PPR. Okay.
So I'll say this. I like Damian Williams 1,000 times more than Rod Smith. Damian Williams out of Oklahoma. He is a true runner. Kenyon Drake, who is out of Alabama, even when you watch him in Bama, he was more of a specialist. He was more of a gadget player, more of the PPR guy, not an every down back. I think Damian Williams is going to be the winner in the sweepstakes of Jay Ajayi being gone. I just don't know that there's enough carries to go around.
So for me, I'm counting on Damian Williams to get very, very limited carries. I think he's going to catch enough passes to have good value. I do believe them that Drake will get the bulk of the carries.
I don't. I don't buy it for a second.
I don't think he's like an exceptional runner. Just like you, everything that you said, I more or less agree with. I mean, he can run fast. He's kind of a home run hitter, but you know what? Ajayi is too, and he wasn't hitting any home runs this year. So for me, it's Damian Williams out of that backfield. I definitely understand starting Drake though as well.
Agreed. I would be timid about it. Oakland -3.
No, I like the Dolphins at home. Oh, and Jay Cutler, I like this week.
Ooh.
You need to do a bye week fill in, Brady, whoever, blah blah blah, like we just talked about. I like Cutler a hell of a lot more than I do Drew Stanton.
And the podcast just broke because I totally disagree.
I know, of course.
Monday night, the pride of Detroit Lions at the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Detroit's out of the ball. I'll let you go.
I don't know. God, do we have to? Stafford, your boy Marvin Jones been killing it.
Heck yeah, he has.
Golden Tate is a must.
Heck yeah, he
And I would leave that backfield alone at this point.
Heck yeah,
you Here, would. I got one for you. We struggle on third downs, right? Perfect. Amir Abdullah is probably our best back, right? Perfect. How many third down carries does Amir Abdullah have this year? Answer that question for me.
Two or less?
Zero. Super. Anyway, I'll throw
Marvin Jones. Stat at you. Which quarterback is worse against the blitz, QBR rating-wise, in the NFL?
Probably Steph.
The pride of Detroit, man.
Yeah, that's because his O-line's been absolutely abysmal at taking care of him.
Okay, so my upside play beyond Marvin Jones would be, I think Fells is worth a rollout if you need to roll out a tight end.
Green Bay is good against Green Bay is very, very good against the tight end. Now, if you hope he catches a red zone target, I'm okay with that.
That's exactly what it is.
Low upside to me.
Green Bay side of the ball, Aaron Jones, and you're timiding your expectations but rolling out Jordy Nelson, Cobb.
No,
Adams.
You're definitely not starting Cobb. No. With Aaron Rodgers, Cobb wasn't useful.
Adams.
You're starting Nelson and Adams. And you're hoping you start the one that isn't shadowed by Darius Slay.
Yep. So, but we learned, okay, so we talked about this in the last podcast. Is Darius Slay going to shadow Antonio Brown? And the answer was no, he did not.
70% of snaps, man.
Yep.
That
I was
going to
say the majority, he was on him.
That's significant
AB
enough.
Got the majority of his yards not with. So I say he shadows Jordy Nelson at times, and then I think he moves over.
So, to your credit, in previous years, right, it had always been Jordy Nelson. But this year, Davante Adams has been drawing the opposing team's number one corner. Mike Zimmer, exactly, beautiful. Mike Zimmer put Xavier Rhodes on Davante Adams, which told me so much because I respect, you know, Zimmer so much as a defensive mind. So, if, you know, Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin follows that same blueprint, then it's going to be a lot of Slay on Adams, which means Jordy would be, you know, the preferred start.
Okay, and the Lions have like one total win in your lifetime in Green Bay. They are shockingly favored by 2.5 after that Sunday night debacle in Detroit. Do you like it?
I mean, debacle is a strong word. Yes. I cannot in good faith pick Brett Hundley ever in anything. The season gets back on the tracks. Let's do this.
Folks, I own Aaron Jones and I'm thrilled about it because I don't think Brett Hundley can fling the ball. Definitely rolling out Aaron Jones. And I agree. I think it's a get right for Detroit because I don't know that the Packers have enough horses to keep up. Lions 2.5. And Rams, that kind of does it for us. I get to go enjoy the rest of the Thursday night game with you and then put my NBA hat on as I'm having a ton of fun doing the NBA fantasy podcast.
I'm having a ton of fun listening to it.
You know what's even funner is when you text me suggestions and maybe one day you'll even guest star with us.
Oh, let's cross our fingers.
All right, folks, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros, presented by Gabber Media.